The co-founder of PayPal is now trying to disrupt debt.
I think debt gets a bad name, but the actual concept is not inherently bad.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Almost 40% of American households have some kind of credit card debt, and a recent survey from creditcards.com finds that the number of missed payments is increasing and interest rates are at a record 16%. Because of fees, high compound interest, and plain old overspending, it's easy to get stuck with that debt for a long time. Enter Max Levchin, the co-founder of PayPal. His current company is called Affirm, and it lets people take out small personal loans for big purchases. And peer-to-peer lenders like Prosper and Lending Club are also offering small personal loans, and increasingly so are banks. So I asked Max Levchin, how is this different?
Today, you will find Affirm at a retailer. We would be offered at the point of sale as an alternative form of payment. So you could borrow money to finance a mattress or a bicycle or any form of housewares.
And are you also doing a different sort of credit evaluation?
Yes. The only way this could work is if we were very good at offering credit to people who would normally be priced out of it.
So, you know, if the goal is to kind of help consumers manage their financial life better, why do this, or why allow them to take out high interest loans on things that they can't afford?
Our loans are simple interest loans as opposed to compound, which is also why we sort of insist always on saying, here's the rate, here's the dollar amount, just so to ground your understanding of the actual financial impact on your life. The other thing that he said, we underwrite to the ability to repay. A very, very important pillar of the business is answering the question, can this person afford this loan, given everything we know about them right now? If the answer our model gives is no, that is not likely to happen, we will not lend.
But it is still debt.
It is debt. I think debt gets a bad name for a good reason, but the actual concept is not inherently bad. If you look at American corporations, every one of them, with very, very few exceptions, has debt. The reason that's fine and consumers get tripped up so much is because American corporations employ at least a handful and typically many, many lawyers and say, let's make sure you don't get screwed.
Why did you decide to start this?
A couple of different reasons. At PayPal, we were really focused on payments, but we never really touched credit and underwriting and lending, which at the time I had a probably more black and white view of, where I thought, you know, borrowing money is just a bad idea. Like, you should not be in debt. But then as I started to research point of sale lending, I had a recollection of a personal story roughly in college when I was a fresh off the boat immigrant. I got myself one of those wonderful point of sale credit cards, missed a few payments in a row, and found myself with credit history so trashed that I couldn't buy a car for 7 years on any terms. Well, I was a pretty excellent risk by the time I was 24. We had PayPal was already public and we'd probably already sold it to eBay. And yet I would still go into a car dealership and they'd say, you can have any car you want so long as you pay cash.
I signed up for a credit card so I could get a free Frisbee in college. Same deal.
I
pretty much recovered from that like 10 years ago.
I got a t-shirt out of it.
Yep.
And I clearly got ripped off on the Frisbee as well as the interest rate.
I mean, we are in this moment right now where I think a lot of consumers just realize that a massive industry that they cannot opt out of, that is doing very well financially, is in no way working to protect their interests. How do you continue to convince people that you're different, you know?
You know, that's probably our greatest challenge. No matter how hard we try, we are lumped into the group of people that just doesn't care that much. And that isn't true for us, and our customers certainly know that.
That sounds okay now that you're a private company. At what point is there going to be more pressure to make all the money?
I don't know. I haven't felt it yet. So I think the reason Silicon Valley so rarely attacks industries like finance or lending specifically, which have this skewed set of incentives where if your customers do poorly, you do better. Because Silicon Valley, at its core, is still mostly deeply idealistic. People who join Silicon Valley companies actually want to do well by doing good. They don't always formulate it that way. They don't always sort of stick to that story. But a lot of especially sort of young graduates that just come out of school with every skill necessary to do whatever they want, they do not want to join a company that says, hey, psst, we're going to rip off our customers, but hey, we're all going to get rich. And it's easier to do in some industries. Like you can take humans to Mars, and that's a pretty unequivocally awesome thing. And there's not a whole lot of things you can do to do the wrong thing there. With lending, it's much tougher because there's many ways of making more money and screwing your customers in the process. The way we built this company is by massively over-amplifying the sense of mission. Part of it rubs off on the investor base. Every time we bring on an investor, we tell them, hey, here's how we play this thing. It's not going to change. When we go public, if we go public, we will have to disclose that as a risk. You might not find this company to be the most profitable possibly company in financial services, but you better expect us to have the highest level of customer satisfaction. Like, we hold ourselves accountable that way. So far, we have yet to find a confused investor that says, wait a second, where's the hidden profits?
What if JP Morgan buys you?
I doubt they would. I am pretty focused on building something that's going to stand independently for a very long time.
We'll see, buddy. We'll see. That was Max Levchin, co-founder and CEO of Affirm. And since Max is such a legend in the tech community and had so many interesting things to say about how finance is broken, you can find our entire unedited source code interview at marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.